Well, it's a week to go to the BNC's 6,500 people converging on Hermanus. Among them, Herman Mashaba, one of the keynote speakers, the leader of Action SA. I'm going to talk to him a little bit about the conference, but more interesting right now is the chaos that has erupted in Ekurhuleni. We saw punch-ups and fistfights going on social media with the Red Overall Brigade and the ANC no longer friends, going out of their coalition. And it's all because of what you had to do, Herman. You called a vote of no confidence in the mayor. Now, I'd like to, you know, you learning about politics, I know, as you go along there, being a businessman, and we've had this conversation a few times. You say sometimes you're amazed at how dirty this politics is. But if you call a vote of no confidence in a coalition that has got more than 50%, in other words, the ANC and the EFF together, they were ruling Ekurhuleni, misruling, I think most people would say, and why? What motivated you to call that vote of no confidence? Did you know that the ANC was ready to leave that coalition?
Not really, Alec. This whole issue has got nothing to do with ANC-EFF conflict. I think for us, it's about ANC and EFF putting someone incompetent. Look, they don't have the talent themselves, but I think to subject residents of Ekurhuleni to someone as incompetent as the current mayor, we really felt, and our team in particular in Ekurhuleni said, no, you know what, we're not interested in being the mayor because we don't have the numbers. Absolutely would have loved if we had the numbers, but we don't have the number. But at the same time, we would really be failing as public representatives to ask the parties with the majority to really put in a capable person to really run the city, not really someone as compromised as the current mayor. And for that reason, we put it up to say, guys, please give someone else. You've got the numbers. And we are now surprised all of a sudden, instead of making a decision and give people of Ekurhuleni a competent person, now they are fighting. We don't know. It's actually quite a surprise, unfortunate. But I think and I hope that it can give South Africans a little bit of insight of ANC-EFF coalition, which is most likely if they don't come out and vote, because we might end up with an EFF-ANC government at national level. Now you can imagine the chaos. So I think this, for some reason, honestly, is giving South Africans the insights to say, all of us as South Africans, let us work harder to make sure that we don't end up with ANC-EFF majority at national level.
But why did neither the ANC nor the EFF appoint their own mayor? Why did they go and get someone from a tiny political party to rule the place?
Well, because they can't get along as much as they can really try, and obviously they've succeeded to do it in Ekurhuleni and the city of Johannesburg. Unfortunately, you know what? I really wish I could really have an understanding, but it is what it is, and I live personally in peace because what we are witnessing, it's something that I expect, because these people are not about public service. They're not in politics to serve society. They got into politics for other motives, and their motives is to be next to the state resources. And that's what makes me work hard every single day, literally staying away from my family every single day, going out and ensuring that we can get as many voters as possible to ensure that we can expose the rot, the unpatriotic, uncaring nature of these two political parties. And that's all one can really do. And otherwise, we're in big trouble, because you can imagine if a scenario like you've just described with ANC ending up at 38% and EFF at 13. They're just the two of them can make and form a government, you know. So, but at the end of the day, will they ever govern properly or govern in a professional manner to serve society? Absolutely not. In fact, I think their fights can only get worse because you can imagine now having resources at national level for the EFF and ANC having to lose national resources. I mean, it'll be a disaster for my country, and I'm really very nervous. But the only way one can try and resolve this matter is to work harder and mobilize other South Africans to say, please, let's work together, sisters, to really mobilize as many people as possible. And it is possible, Alec, within the next, we're 88 days to this elections. And the beauty about this year's the voter registration numbers with the IEC is 27.7 million as compared to just over 26 million the last time. So we've got additional 2 million people who've now registered. But the challenge is now, how do we get them to turn out on the day of voting? So that is what we need to do, because one thing that's going to really happen is that ANC, as you are aware, in 2019, they were voted in out of the 18.6 million people who voted, they were voted in by just over 10 million. And then you then take fast forward it to 2021 for the first time to achieving 47% being voted in by 7 million. So I think if one looks at those numbers over the last few elections, ANC, even with the prayers yesterday, I see they brought traditional people to bend some whatever, you know, they're not going to get 8 million people voting for them. But if that's the case, so it means that there's 20 million South Africans that are potential voters. EFF probably will land with plus minus 2 million. So let's say 10 million. So there's 18, 17 million South Africans who are not going to vote for those two political parties. The challenge is, how do we get them out to vote? And majority of them are Black South Africans. It is for that reason I'm calling on Black South Africans to say, please, let's work together to avoid South Africa being another failed state. Because you can imagine, look at the chaos now in Ekurhuleni. These two parties, would you want to see this being translated into national office? And if you don't go out and vote, then you must take the responsibility. But you must do it in such a way that people can understand the power of their votes. Because ANC deliberately over the last 30 years ensured that Black people are poor, are kept poor and uneducated and ignorant. So it is our responsibility, to all of us as South Africans, to provide that little guidance for people to actually understand those who are unemployed, those who are subjected to international drug cartels, those who are being raped, the women who are being raped, the 86 South Africans' families, 86 people being murdered every single day. I'm saying to them, we can't live in a country like this. It's going to be more chaos in the event of an ANC-EFF coalition, because ANC will not get anywhere close to 40%.
Herman, those are good numbers, and thank you for unpacking them for us. But the one thing you have not put into the discussion is MK, Jacob Zuma. So far, that party has done very well in by-elections, a little bit, in fact, in rural KZN, like you guys did when you came on the scene in by-elections in urban Gauteng. It's rural, likely that they'll... KZN. Yeah, they'll pick Nongoma, up 10...
Remember, true, we picked up 10.2 in Nongoma.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, I remember that. I remember discussing that with you. But just to bring the Zuma factor into the equation here, how does that change your brain's trust at Action SA or indeed for the multi-party coalition, because it appears as though Zuma's taking votes away from the ANC and the EFF, which could make things tricky.
That's the only place they can get. They are not getting dissolution voters. They are not getting any voters from any other party except mainly from the ANC, followed by EFF. And I see, obviously, of concern for me, it's a little bit of votes that they're taking from IFP. But because IFP has been really showing great growth since the 2021 local government elections. So we were confident that they will emerge as the biggest party. And parties like us, if we come out with just plus minus 10% of KZN voter base, so we can help put them into government. So yeah, that's a kind of scenario that we're hoping that the MK should not encroach into the IFP voter base. But otherwise, taking from the EFF and ANC, actually, that we must encourage. If I look at it, they will eat into the ANC EFF the voter bloc, which for me it's roughly 10 million plus minus 10 million. I might be a few hundred out, but you've got 27.7 million people who are registered to vote, and this voter bloc will not vote for these three parties. But the challenge for us as XNSA, we are the only political party that appeals to them. We're the only political party, because the others, absolutely not. So we're the only political party. The challenge for us is how do we get to them? We are only 3.5 years old party, so we're still relatively new.
Why not focus all your attention on Gauteng as XNSA? Just go there where you are strong. Why do you have this national objective?
Well, Alec, unless you are saying you want to allow ANC to really be back in at national level, and because obviously what you are proposing is actually to allow ANC at national level. I think for us as XNSA, we are confident we are going to govern Gauteng. The ANC can forget about it. But how do we leave out Western Cape votes that are there for the taking, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and so forth? Because they're the ones who are going with those numbers are going to add to the national picture to drop the ANC numbers. So any province or any street we don't contest, basically would be tantamount to not voting. In fact, it's like what I've just said to you, that people are not really prepared to vote because they think by voting is voting for the ANC. For us not to contest any province, it would actually be a vote for the ANC. And that's the last thing in the world I'm going to do.
Good. I thought we'd hear something along those lines, and you've already shown it in Nongoma, as you said, where you do contest.
Oh, and what about Polokwane in Sesotho, the birthplace, area where Malema was born? We learned the beginning of 2022, we contested a by-election, last year, the beginning of last year, January last year. Birthplace of Malema, 3 months before we learned about the by-election. And we said, guys, let's go and test the waters. We got, just under 10% of the votes in that municipality, in that ward. We became the third biggest political party. EFF still maintained the ward, but we dropped them. We dropped ANC. We became the third biggest party.
When you look at the by-elections and you look at your performance in the by-elections, those polls and what the pollsters are telling you and what the by-elections are saying are two very different things. But the final issue, the multi-party charter and Gayton McKenzie. Now, I know from the BizNews conference a couple of times, I think it was BNC3, where you and Gaten McKenzie spoke after each other. You got on well. You had selfies together. You put them onto social media. The two of you appear to have a good connection, but you still see the Patriotic Alliance, Gaten's party, going with the ANC and the EFF in certain municipalities. How are you going to turn that around if, let's say, the PA is the critical kingmaker come the next election?
Well, Alec, I've said this to you many times, and I've said it in many platforms and unapologetic. Right now, you know, it hurts me to know that residents of the city of Johannesburg are subjected to an EFF ANC coalition. When Gaten and Patriotic Alliance are happy to work with us yesterday. Unfortunately, without the support of the DA, we can't. DA is refusing every proposal, including asking them to say, DA, we understand and we respect that you don't want to be in a messy coalition. We all agreed, other parties, to say, give us a chance. We put you a DA in a very powerful position where we support us on an issue by issue basis. We are not going to take any report to council without consulting you. That puts you in any coalition anywhere in the world when you've got such an arrangement, puts you in such a very powerful position. So we said we are prepared to work with the PA. You'll hold us accountable, so there won't be any cater deployment. There won't be any stealing, because if there's any stealing, you're going to be there as a lapdog to ensure that we do the right thing. But please help people of Johannesburg, free them from the ANC and EFF. They are refusing. You can talk to Gaten. If DA can say, guys, go for it tomorrow. We'll have a motion of no confidence to remove the puppet mayor in Johannesburg and put in a government that can serve the residents of Johannesburg. And the DA can then play a watchdog to ensure that whatever we do, we are accountable to them. But they are refusing. That's something that, unfortunately, for me, it hurts me as a resident of Johannesburg. To really see the collapse of our city when we have an opportunity to save it. Unfortunately, we don't have the numbers without the DA.
But what about at a national level? Do you trust Gaten McKenzie would be a force for good if he were to be the kingmaker for the MPC? And could you convince your MPC partners to go along?
Well, I think all the parties except the DA is refusing to get Gaten to join us. And we're trying. We hope some sense will prevail, because I can tell you, whether we like it or not, chances of needing a PA are very, very high, unless we're prepared to give this government to the ANC and EFF and MK and Jacob Zuma. There's a very good likelihood. And actually, I can tell you right now, Alec, without any shade of doubt, in the Western Cape, you're going to have a coalition government there. And the Gaten will also be a player. Action SA is going to be a player. So I don't know. It's up to the DA to really decide.
Just explain that. In the Western Cape, a coalition, in other Cape, words, the DA will come below 50.
You're going to have a coalition government there.
How are you seeing
that?
No
one is going to get outright majority in the Western Cape. No one is going to get outright majority in the Western Cape.
But how do you see the numbers stacking up when you say no one will get a majority, DA has
right
now?
Right now, it will be academic to give you exact numbers, because exact numbers you'll only get them after the IEC has counted and we're all happy with the results. But no one is going to get outright majority. We've presented a very extraordinary candidate for the Western Cape Premier. I was in Cape Town last week in Manenberg, put in a real great lady to as our candidate. As I'm talking to you now, she's on the ground in Manenberg and all the areas doing some amazing work, and the reception is fantastic. And on the other hand, you ignore Gaten at your own peril.
Herman Mashaba, the leader of Action SA, and I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.